You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Hi there, I'm David Hogg, the host of A Little Alternative. Now, our guest today needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway. He's written the soundtrack to many films and TV shows, even winning a BAFTA for his contribution to Broadchurch. He was one of the main stars behind our Alternative Classical Corner that we ran back in May, and he's just released his brand new album, Remember. I'm joined by Mr. Olafur Arnolds. Olafur, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. It's early for me, so I'm having my morning coffee.
Lovely.
At midday.
You're on tour, so why not?
Yeah.
Live a little.
We crossed the border to the England at like 3 in the morning.
Oh, no.
A little bit tired.
So, as I mentioned there, you've just dropped your new album at the end of August there, and you're about to embark on a great big tour. How have you found the reception to the new music so far?
Reception has been way exceeded my expectations. It's been really great. And it's funny when you work on something for so long, like I spent a lot of time on that album, more than I usually have done in the past. And by the end of it, you lose any perspective of the music. You know, it's just some notes arranged in a random order and they're just there in front of you, and you just don't have any perspective of it after 2 years of working on it. So releasing it is kind of nerve-wracking, because it could either be like completely bad or it can be good, and you just don't know which one it is. So release day was very exciting for me when I saw that people actually really are responding well to it and enjoying it a lot.
When you first sat down almost 2 years ago, sat down at home in your studio and you thought, right, it's about time that I made another album, what was the plan?
No plan, and that's the difficult part. In the couple of years before, I had been working on more like what you would call like commissioned projects, like films or TV shows.
Yeah.
When you join these kind of projects, there's always an outline for you when you join. Like there's a script at least, or there might already be a film. You can watch the film and you kind of just know when you watch it, okay, this is what I need to do. I need to make this film feel more like this or more like that. And it's fairly straightforward. Whereas when you make an album, you don't have any of those guidelines. You just sit down and, all right, let's do this. And you don't know whether you're about to write an ambient album or an electronic album or an upbeat album or a slow album. You just have no idea when you start. So you just start. And the way I try to solve this problem is I try to set myself some borders in a way. Like, so I come up with some concept, and in this case, I wanted to use these self-playing pianos a lot, and that became kind of an anchor. You know, when you're lost, you can always go back to that and find some ideas from that, and that helps a lot to kind of make sure that everything you're doing is fitting into one direction in a way, that you're heading somewhere and not just doing random stuff.
That kind of leads into my next question about the Strata software, yourself playing pianos. Where did the idea for that come from?
It's something that's probably been in the back of my head for a long while. I think the first time I saw one in person was on tour with Japanese composer Ryuichi Sakamoto. We toured together in 2011. And I thought it was a fascinating thing. And he was using it a little bit around that time, too. And then after that, I saw it in airport and stuff like that. But I always just saw them playing pre-recorded music, you know. And that's how these pianos are sold. You know, they are consumer products meant for your hotel lobby or your airport. Or if you're a rich person, you can have it in your living room. And it plays some Chopin songs for you.
Yeah.
And the keys move. And I thought it was such a gimmick, but the technology is fantastic. It's such a, you know, I felt like there was a lost opportunity there. Like we could approach this and use this technology to enhance our creative ability instead of just letting it imitate humans. There was this time where I had an injury and I couldn't play very much. From that injury actually came the idea to start to use these pianos, because I couldn't play piano. And my friend just told me, hey, why don't you just get one of these? You seem to be very interested in them, and now would be the perfect time, because you don't have to play them. So it started kind of off as a joke, but slowly became a very serious venture into coding and programming and generative algorithms and trying to find ways to enhance our creative abilities in a way by changing the way we approach piano.
One of my personal favourites on the album is Inconsist. Can you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, it was kind of a bastard child on the album, actually. I think I almost didn't put it on because I was never that happy with it until the very end.
Yeah,
I kind of saw, it's like a puzzle you have to solve. I think I started with the self-playing piano rhythms on that one, and they don't speak very much. Like, it's just kind of a rhythm that is ongoing throughout most of the song. It doesn't change very much. And I called a friend who is a hip-hop producer, and he came in and helped me do like a little beat to it. So we never really had a chord progression or a melody at that point. We just had like a piano rhythm and a beat. Then we did some orchestra for the beginning, and I think I'm just trying to think out loud, like trying to remember. But I think in the whole concept was that in the beginning you have this big orchestra, it's very large and silky sounding, and then it goes into like a quite a rough, fast beat. But at the end, you have the answer to the opening melody. It's like a question and an answer, but the answer is played on just a small quartet, like 4-string players, as opposed to like 30-string players at the beginning. So the question is very silky and lush, whereas the answer is very close and intimate and small.
As we've mentioned, you're on tour. I'm coming to the show on Saturday in Edinburgh. What can be expected from this run of Olafur Arnalds live shows?
It's a very ambitious one. We have actually... So we started... We did some shows in the spring, and those were kind of a test run. The album wasn't out, so I was premiering a few songs of the album. But this one is very exciting because now the album is out and I'm playing most of the songs from the album, mixed up with some older tracks. We went all out in designing a fantastic visual show that accompanies everything.
Yeah,
I work with an amazing light designer, and it's a big traveling circus. Actually, I guess we're bringing like 10 tons of equipment.
Wow.
We have myself playing pianos. We have a string quartet. We have a drummer. In addition to a big visual show as well.
Because, I mean, it could be, you could very easily just go on stage and play piano for an hour. But the fact that you've gone into all this effort of a light show and everything, it's really nice to see somebody that puts so much care into their craft.
For an hour, if I did that, I probably wouldn't be where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can find 200 other people who can probably do that better than I do. I think my strength lies in the bigger picture. I often see myself more like something like an artistic direction, and I think it's such an important part of the art is to actually just choose the right people to work with you, because it's not a one-man job what
exactly
I do, and I have gathered a wonderful team around me, and together we can make a huge, big, fantastic show happen. Alone, I can't do that. I can play piano. It'll probably be nice, but it won't be something memorable. You know, it won't be that special, in my opinion. Maybe some people might find it special, but I'd never looked at myself as a pianist. I've looked at myself as, you know, I'm just an artist that just wants to create something impactful, and that people leave the concert just blown away, hopefully.
Speaking of people leaving concerts blown away, you played the Royal Albert Hall in London, and you invited fans to get in touch and share their journeys with you. I mean, that must have been an incredibly special and moving experience, particularly given that you had your parents there as well.
Yeah, that was a fantastic show to me, one of my favourite ever. There's, of course, a big prestige in playing the Royal Albert Hall, so that makes it extra special. It made me extra nervous as well. And yeah, my family got so excited about it that they flew over from Iceland and came and watched the show. During the day, I had asked my fans and people coming to the show, because I knew a lot of people were excited about this one, and some people were flying from across the world just to come to the show. And I had heard about, you know, a few people doing that, so I asked them to record their journeys, and we edited everything together into a little video that showed, you know, all these different people or of, you know, different backgrounds and from different countries all ending up in the same place and enjoying the same moment in time together, like a moment that can never be recreated again. And I think that's just a wonderful idea that people come from.
It must be quite moving for you as a performer, just seeing that there are people that are willing to travel thousands of miles to hear you play.
Yeah, well, it's emotional, and sometimes I'm like, I just don't get it. Like, I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
It's amazing to see. And the first time I saw the edit of that video, that where an editor had edited all these different stories from different people together in a little music video, the first time I watched it, I had tears running down my eyes. I just couldn't believe that I had all these wonderful people around me.
You're a man of many side projects, one of which we've mentioned, we've played on the show, in fact, a few times, is Chiasmos. Can we expect any new music from them in the near future?
Yeah, we actually already made one new song and are working on a few others, but I will finish my long year, or I think it's 1.5 years. I'm on tour now.
Wow.
So probably nothing until all of that is done, and I've sat on a beach for a couple of months to get my energy back.
Well deserved.
After that, yeah, sure, we'll get back to it.
Because the last Chiasmos piece was as part of the Erased Tapes record shorty when you all got together in, was it Berlin?
That's the last.
Because I've listened to the whole thing, and it is a just huge sprawling collection of songs. So what was it like getting everybody on the label together in Berlin for a few days?
The way was that we weren't actually all there at the same time. We rather like found different pairings, and we suggested that we would work with Agni, who's a singer who's on the Erased Tape. So it was actually just us and him and the label people, and then we got in a bunch of random things, like string players came in for 2 hours, and like, okay, we have 2 hours with the strings, let's make a quick arrangement and record it. Everything was very spontaneous. We did the whole thing in a day.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wonderful to try to, you go out of your comfort zone a little bit. Also, because we are used to working in our own studio in Iceland, and just going into some studio in Berlin and having just one day to finish the song with someone you've never really worked with before was a great way to bend our thinking a little bit.
Wonderful. And finally, where can listeners of A Little Alternative catch up with all things Olaf Arnolds?
For today, my website, olafarnolds.com, but I'm quite active on Instagram during the tour. I'm posting pictures and some behind-the-scenes stuff every day on my Instagram. Also, just Olaf Arnold. And yeah, hope to see your listeners somewhere on my tour. It'll go all around the world, so no matter where you live, you should be able to catch it. So.
Well, I'll see you on Saturday night in Edinburgh.
I look forward to that one.
I'm looking forward to it. Second row from the front. I was up really early to buy the ticket.
I'll look after it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Olaf Arnolds, thank you very much.
Thanks, and thanks for your support.